from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Monday, the 6th of March. We'll start with politics, and it's been revealed that almost two-thirds of Aussies approve of the government's superannuation tax plan. An exclusive news poll conducted for The Australian shows the majority of people are in favour of the plan, which will double the concessional tax rate for super balances over $3 million. The coalition has vowed to repeal the plan if they win the next election. In other news, there could be chaos at Melbourne Airport on Wednesday. Workers responsible for refuelling planes are set to walk off the job for 24 hours over a pay dispute. The strike is expected to affect domestic and international flights with Qantas and Qlink. Moving on now, Sydneysiders are bracing themselves for the hottest day in 2 years today. The temperature is expected to reach 38 degrees. A heatwave warning is in place for Sydney and much of the northeast coast of New South Wales until Wednesday. To sport now, the Formula One season got underway this morning and the winner was...
Max Verstappen dominates the Bahrain Grand Prix and takes victory at the season opener of 2023 with a superb drive to lead home a Red Bull 1-2.
Now, Aussie Oscar Piastri had a shocker in his first Formula One race. His car had an electrical issue and he had to retire after just 15 laps. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To celebrity news, well, Chris Rock has finally spoken about the Oscars slap that he copped from Will Smith. The comedian referenced the incident during a live Netflix special which aired yesterday. Now, we can't play too much of it due to some bad language, but here's a little bit of what Chris had to say.
A lot of people go, Chris, how come you didn't do nothing back? How come you didn't do nothing back that night? Because I got parents, that's why. Because I was raised.
And finally, in TV news, this year's Logies will be held in Sydney. The last time the event was held in the Harbour City was back in 1986 with Daryl Summers winning the Gold Logie that year. This year's awards will be held on July 30 and will be broadcast on Channel 7. Well, that's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.